Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 12 kuNkwenkwezi 2024 ngoCape Sdube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ibhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe likhangelwe ukuba kusasa lizakwethulela uZulu enye njalo imali yephepha yohlobo lweZimbabwe Gold.
Ngithanda ukuthi Happy Mother's Day kumama wami uMadawu unamampo Bobulawayo ephumula South.
Namhla lusuku lwabomama olwe-Mother's Day likaphansi iqembu le-Highlanders emdlalweni weKasilaga Premier Soccer League. Zalethulela ezamasiko ezabatsha lezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulo msakazo. Ibhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe likhangelwe ukuba kusasa liza kwethulela uZulu enye njalo imali yephepha yohlobo lweZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZig. Iphephandaba leSunday Mail libika ukuba kuza kwethulwa imali entsha yamaphepha elesizindo zamajumi amabili zamaZig 20 Zimbabwe Gold. Ibhanga leli lisanda kwethula enye njalo imali yamaphepha yohlobo lolu. Namhla lusuku lwabomama olwe-Mother's Day ake sizwe abanye abalandeli bomsakazi we-Studio 7 bekhuluma ngosuku lolu.
Studio 7, minjani basakazi bami abahle nabalaleli, igama nguSithandiwe Mpofu. Ngithanda ukuthi Happy Mother's Day kumama wami uMadawu unamampo Bobulawayo ephumula South. Ngithike ngiyabonga ngokungikhulisa kahle, ngokungifundisa ivangeli, ngokungifundisa ukumesaka uThixo. Ngikhule kahle nami, ngaze ngathola abantwana bami, nami ngiyabafundisa. Ngiyabafundisa ukumkhula emseni wenkosi bemesaka uThixo. Ngithi ngiyabonga Madawu ngakho konke, kuze kufike lesi sikhathi esikiso ngize ngikhule nami ngibe ngaka. Tanko
ngiyabingelela kuStudio 7. Ngiyabingelela ngelanga elikhulu namhlanje, ilanga labo mama, lami ngingomunye umama ngiziqhenya ukuba ngumama kwami. Ngithanda ukwenzela omama bami bonke, zonke intombi ezalwa koNdlovu, iNdlovu yakoThiya obani Gova khona le phansi eCholojo. Ngithi Happy Mother's Day lonke bomama bami, ngiyalithanda, ngiyalibonga ngakho konke elingenzele khona empilweni. Ngithi la kumama wami, mama lapho lele khona, ngithi namhlanje ngaleli langa Happy Mother's Day, ngiyafisa ukuthi kube khona lamhla isipho sakho ubuzasithola esokungondla kwakho kuze kube ngaka, ngize ngibe ngaka. Ngiyakubonga mama wami, ngiyakubonga ntombi endala, lonke bomathiya ngithi Happy Mother's Day, ngilithanda lonke.
Siyabingelela kuStudio 7 okhuluma kuZimoyo. Ngithi ngiyakhulisa ubuzali bami ngiyabukhulisa kakhulu. Ngithi abukhule ubuzali. Sine ubaba nomama usabhoti kakhule. Ngibuye ngithi ne ozala umama kakhule. Ngibuye ngithi ne ugogo naye unamkeo kakhule, sekhulile vele unamke ugogo wamba kithi. Ngikhulani lonke ngiyalithanda nefamily kamkeo yonke ngiyayithanda. Ngithi ne khulani likhokhobe yinje nje yini bazali. Ngiyalibonga.
Sakazi msakazi we studio 7 siyabonga konke esenzela khona ngingamotshi isikhathi isengithi xa kumama onzalayo Usimele Sibande esigabeni sasenyathe eDromaland kuvillage 7 yena ngusimeleni Sibanda namthanda umama kakhulu okumangalisayo ngokuzalwa nguye nalumama nangokunakekela kwakhe since ngo-82 kubulawa ubaba ikukura wundu wadubeka lathi umama wadubeka lathi engumama baba lanamhlanje lokho engumama baba ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi inkosi ingigcinele yena ahlale njalo ngasifuna ukwazi lezinto zabobaba uyasitshengisa ngokamama uyasitshengisa elokho edubeke lathi azabulewela umkakhe lakhathi esilokhe lathi ngiyambonga kakhulu umama ngiyambonga kakhulu umama nengikhulumayo ngubhanzi ubhanzi okhulumayo usesabo bese sithi Mother's Day kunkosikazi wami senzela Ncube mama wabantwana ngithi hhayi khulisa ingane zethu mama la ukhule ube ngumama ufuze umama wami kahle onzalayo ngoba ukwazi ukunakekela ingane zakho lawe ngiyabonga basakazi bami ngingamoshi isikhathi ngiyabonga nengikhulumayo ngubhanzi lami ngikhuluma nisendaweni esigabeni sasenyathe eDromaland kuvillage 9 ngokuhlala yikho engikhona ngiyabonga
laba ngabalandeli bomsakazo weStudio 7 lami ngifisela owami ongumama usuku oluhle olwe Mother's Day ngifisela ikhosikazi lami labo mama bonke emhlabeni wonke jikelele usuku oluhle ngingakhohlwa njalo lo mamazalo wami umamoyo weMatobo kalale ngokuthula siyakukhumbula mamazala uNeville Mutswangwa ozalwa ngunkosikazi Monica Mutswangwa ophethe uhlangothi lukahulumende olwabesifazana njalo lesikhulumeli sebandla leZANU-PF uMnumzana Chris Mutswangwa ukhangelwe ukuba uzamiswa emthethwandaba kusasa. UNeville ocatshangelwa ukuba udinga idengisa imali ongekho emthethweni ukhangelwe ukuba uzacela ukuhlawula isibambiso sebheyili labanye bakhe ababili. Babanjwa bedengisa imali besebenzisa inkampani yabayibumba ngomnyaka 2019. Abazali bakhe bathi ukubotshwa kukaNeville kuhambelana lezombusazwe. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxele loMnumzana Evidlela Ncube ukuhlanganiswa yi-National Consumer Rights Association.
Noma ngubani kungakhathalekile ukuthi ngumntakabani ulasiphi isihlalo kumele abotshwe nxa ubufakazi bukhona bokuthi wenze icala. Yikho okuthiwa ngesiNgisi phecelezi i-rule of law okuthiwa yi-equality before the law okusho ukuthi umthetho yiwo osebenzayo awulamehlo kawubona ukuthi ngubani ukhangela kuphela ulandela icala landela ubufakazi bokwenza kabi ngakho ke wonke amazwe omhlaba abuswa kahle abuswa kanjalo.
Ube ubona zani kulezo mbusazo yini phakathi kodaba lolu?
Sethembu ukuthi kakulampi yezepolitiki phakathi nxa kusenziwa izinto ezinjengazona lezi ngokuba kazidingakali kuso sonke isikhathi kumele kusebenze umthetho kusebenze ubufakazi ubufakazi bungasa phezulu ehofisini elikhulu bulandelwe khona lapho ubufakazi abotshwe lo kuleso sihlalo bungaya kulo sesihlalweni esiphansi laye kanjalo abotshwe kungakhathalekile ukuthi ngubani njalo uzalwa ngubani kumbula amandla angakanani umthetho yiwo fanele ukuthi ulandele.
Lo ngumnumzana Evidlela Ncube okunhlanganiso ye-National Consumer Rights Association ubexoxa le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Amabandla aphikisa athi ibandla leZANU-PF akumelanga liyehlolisisa ukhetho kule-South Africa ngoba lehluleka ukuqhuba ukhetho olukhululekileyo kule Zimbabwe. Abameli amabandla aphikisayo abaxoxele umsakazi weStudio 7 bathi basekela okwethulwe libandla le-African Transformational Movement lakwale South Africa elikhonona ngokufiswa libandla leZANU-PF. Kodwa abakubandla leZANU-PF bathi kuqakathekile ukuba ibandla leli liyehlolisisa ukhetho oluzayo kule South Africa. UMnumzana Belief Gawule ngomunye wabalandeli bebandla elibusayo abathi akulalutho olubi olufiswa libandla leli.
Iyabe ingayisiyo Zimbabwe yodwa, iyabe iZimbabwe lamazwe wamanye e-Southern Region, ikakhulu ilozen ye-SADC le egoqela amazwe eZimbabwe.
Baningi babagawule abantu abasola okufiswa libandla leZANU-PF, akubona kunjani?
Even iZimbabwe noma ingabe yona yodwa iphume ithi konke kuhambe kuhle kodwa labana abanye bethu bona hayi akuhamba kuhle babe baningi bona baba bakholwayo babathandayo so ngokunjalo vele akulanto ehluphayo kakhulu kakhulu ukuthi izimbabwe iye monitor ama elections e South Africa lokwana nje bachitha isikhathi sabo nxa betshona bebhala izinto ezinjengazenezo ukhetho lwe South Africa lurunwa yi-independent electoral commission yiyo eqhuba ukhetho yiyo eyenza wonke umsebenzi laba bazomonitha kuphela lama observers ezo observer kuphela ukuthi abatshintshi lutho i-observer kayitshintshi ukhetho i-monitor kayitshintshi ukhetho njalo ama monitors from a particular country njengeZimbabwe ukuthi engxenye yamazwe asisada izinto nje gips ukuthi wabonga ukukhala nje kuphela akulalo lutho olutshintshwa imonitor kukekhethweni akulalo lutho olungetshintshwa ama observers ekhethweni akula abantu abaqakathekileyo lapha yibo ababamba umsebenzi independent electoral commission ye South Africa yiyo elomlando yiyo elamandla ukwenza konke okubi lokuhle ekhethweni lolubuyayo le South Africa
Umnumzana Philippe Gawule lilunga lebandla lezano PF wexoxa le Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Siphinde saxoxa njalo ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye Freedom Alliance.
Umbhalo we-ATM lowu ngumbhalo okhuluma iqiniso. Izanu idingani kuma-elections awe-South Africa. Ilizwe leZimbabwe lilenhlupho ezesabekayo okumele ukuthi i-government yabo izilungise. Bayehlule ukuzilungisa sebesiza la. Ayisikho ukuthi beza nje ukuthi bazobona ukuvota kwakhona. Bayakhampena lokukhampena. So kuyinto eyangisayo khona lokhu ukuthi izanu izokhampena eSouth Africa ibe busy ngama-elections eSouth Africa. Yona ilo hlupho lokuthi ama-elections elizweni kawahambanga kahle. Umnotho ufile. Kufakwa oziki bona laba kadesi kufune ukuthi kuthiwe khona kuyachaywa abantu abatshintsha izimali. Instead ukuthi kulungiswe umnotho.
Ubona ngani kuyini okudingwa libandla lezanu PF lapha babancube?
So izanu yokufuna lapha kuyini? Ngoba vele yaziwa ngokuthi ukuvota kayikwenzi ngendlela. Except ukuthi izofundisa i-ANC. Ukuthi khona ukhetho lutshontshwa njani kuyinto erongo kakhulu le vele kufanele ukuthi ile independent electoral commission ikuvale khona lokho kuyinto angazi umthetho wabo ukuthi awuvumi ukuthi bakuvale ukuthi izanu kayisuke eSouth Africa izanu lomsebenzi omnengi kakhulu okumele ukuthi iwenze engawenziyo elizweni laseZimbabwe ukuthi izongena la izokhampena kuthi ukuthi isikhuluma nje babhizi bafundisa iANC ukuthi khona amavoti benze njani ukuze bawine ngenkani okuyinto embi kakhulu ukhetho lweZimbabwe iminyaka leminyaka since 1980 these people have been there doing the wrong thing so mina sina sivumelana labo abe ATM ukuthi abasuke laba bantu ekhethweni lweSouth Africa bayekele ukungenela entweni zikamakhelwane bezehlulwa ngeza
lo ngumnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeFreedom Alliance wexoxa leStudio 7 eJohannesburg kule South Africa Ngangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sikhangela ezivela kumakanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Ele Israel selihlasela ingxenye yeRafah okulabantu abaningi eGaza ababalekela khona. Kulandela ukuhlaselwa ngele Israel kusukela nyakenye. Ele Melika lithi alikusekeli lokhu kubika abezindaba abeReuters. Ele Russia lithi selihluthune izigaba ezinhlanu kwele Ukraine duzane ledolobho leKharkiv. Ele Ukraine ngalike thule imbiko ngesahlakalo lesi. Okwamanje sokuyisikhathi sezokholo silo ntukameli Gomo.
Kudibana kuhlelo fuselela umoya igama ngintungameli Nkomo umtshumayeli wethu namuhla ngumnumzana Busani Sibanda
ngibingelele ngalenkathi yantambama abalaleli sibonge baba Nkomo ngizathanda ukuthi ke sibheke into esibona ukuthi idala inkinga ngcebo zikaThixo abantu abaningi mawubuka abasabhilivele emshadweni emshadweni sokungudambutirira abantu bayangena bayaphuma bayangena bayaphuma sokulengane singalisela ba umzali ubabule umama ule inkinga iyini inkinga ikuphi EkuzikaThixo namhlanje zaqala ngomama uyini umama unkosikazi ekhaya uyini umama umama is the center of the home is center of the home umuntu okwazi ukufihla uhlazo lomuzi wakhe akakwazi ukuthatha inkinga zomuzi wakhe azinike wayeni ziphephezele zibone ngomuntu wonke i-center of the home uyakwazi ukuvala ihlazo lomuzi wakhe i-center of the home asimboni ngobuhle bangaphandle ama-looks inzipho makeups curves i-center of the home simbona ngesimilo umuntu olesimilo ngokwazi ukuthi ngizokwenzani la ngokwazi ukuzithoba ngokwazi ukuthi ngilanda ukuzokwenzani ngilanda ukuzoseva uyakwazi ukuseva ikhaya lakhe save indoda yakhe save abantwana aseve umuzi wakhe that's the center of the home okwazi ukuhlonipha umngaka ahloniphe ikhaya lakhe uzathola umunye uyahlonipha enkonzweni uyaguqela umfundisi esontweni uyakwazi ukuthi baba kumfundisi uyakwazi ukuthi baba wothi usezulwini esontweni kodwa uma ibizwa ngumkakhe endlela ukuthi uthiya engaphekelanga umkakhe esiye enkonzweni uqalekiswa ngumkakhe ngapha kodwa esontweni uzenza ngcwele ngcwele yonke into iqala ekhaya umama ngumama ekhaya qala ekhaya inhlonipho iqala ekhaya yebo uthatha inhlonipho uthi uzoyibeka esontweni kodwa ekhaya kulo okwazi ukuthi udlile lo wathathwa khipha inkomo wakulobolo wakubekwa thi nangumakoti lo okwazi ukuthi uma ule nkinga uyagula ukhalela kuye kodwa kumfundisi uyakwazi ukuthi baba uyakwazi ukumguqela kodwa lo okwazi ukuthi akuhloniphe njengonkosikazi awumguqele ayihambe kanjalo yonke into iqala ekhaya ithi indoda unkosikazi wamuntu olendlala phansi kodwa unguqulile namhlanje singabantu laba esiyibo ngenxa kankosikazi wami namhlanje silamabhizinisi namhlanje ngiyilokhu ngenxa kankosikazi wami that is the center of the home oyivisionary hhayi umuntu obona into ela kodwa ngumuntu obona into ele i-center of the home ngumuntu okwazi ukuthi ngikhona ukuzoseva angilandanga ukuzosevwa kuphela hhayi lothi mina ngizosevwa center of the home ukhona to save le nhlonipho hhayi ukuthi uzamthola umama ekhoti uyakwazi kumejustice ukuthi yes my lord uyehlule ukuthi yes my lord kundoda yakhe le emkwazi ukumnakekela ngoba umejustice akula nto emnakekela ngayo endlini i-center of the home ngumuntu okwazi ukuthi yini ukuba ngumuntu wesifazane ngumuntu olesimilo yikho namhlanje sibona imizi inje iyacitheka sesalahleka isimilo ebantwini so baphuma ubuntu ebantwini that's why ubona umuzi imizi kucitheka abantwana sebekhula bezinkedama abantwana sebekhula behle omunye sele omunye sele omunye sele so that's why ubona kunje ezweni bantu bakithi sibonge fihlo iyezulu fihle ngwele empihle ehlambulukile sicela usiphe umoya ukuthi siunderstand ukuthi uma ngingumama ngiyini uma ngiyindoda yini umsebenzi ngizokwenzani ngithatheleni unkosikazi uma ngingumfazi ngishadelweni yini okumele ngizoyenza uma ngingumntwana kumele ngibe uma ngiyintombi kumele ngibheke ini emuntwini siyakhuleka mdali sipha amehlo omoya sipha amehlo landlela okhokho bethu kade beyibo before ngoba okhokho bethu bebekikwazi ukuyimbamba imishado yabo umama ogogo beyazi ukugcina imishado yabo kodwa namhlanje siyafeyila ngoba sesiphumile ebuntwini sesilahlile isimilo ngikhuleka sibonga sithi zonke
lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya sihamba lomtshumayeli wethu umnumzana Busani Sibanda Tiyani indlebe njalo ngeviki ezayo lilami untungamili Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu untungamili Nkomo sike sizwe ezabatsha.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami ngutaba kancube namhla sixoxa lomnumzana Shingirai Roderick Jairos Nyandare omunye wabakhokeli bohlelo lwamagqwetha oluphathisa abantu kungelambadalo ole I didn't do it
i didn't do it. He abbreviated from the sound of my features that he IDDI. The IDDI kumele ukuthi I didn't do it. Ngisinto sokuthi angikwenza. So sikhangele ukuthi kulendawo lapho othola ukuthi emthethweni ngoba ukuthi nje awulaqhetha, ngoba ulamuntu okungcwetayo kumelayo enkantolo ugcina usuzithola usuyephethwe icala ongalenzanga ungelabo ubufakazi obuqaqileyo ngobupheleleyo oqondakeleyo esithi injustice. Ugcina usuyephethwe isentensi enicala rata ukuthi yakwethuta la uthole ukuthi 50 years kodwa ungayenzanga into yangikhona kuthe uhlenga le omuntu.
Nxa selithole umuntu ohlangana le nduku lezi lingena njani lapho?
Thina sesithatha umuntu nalwana sesikhangela-ke icala lakhe sesithi hayi wona umuntu akadumele ukuthi ngabe ubungangenanga ejeni licala leli kenindi wena ukwenzile na yona sesithi hayi mina madoda mina angikwenzanga into leyo but usually iqiniso livele liyazimela umuntu yawubona ukuthi umuntu lo kakwenzanga ngendlela izinto zangikhona zabe zimvakale ngayo ama-fact angikhona nama-evidence abe ekhithiwe thina sibuya sesikungenela-ke sesithatha from i-appeal esikuthi ngama-convicted person osevele wayethethwa icala wagwetshwa so thina siyithatha from appeal uzogwetshiwe sikhala langikhona sesikuncedisa ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi oli-appeal icala lakho lijiwe kuhle yonke into ihambe ngendlela.
Abantu elisebenza labo kumbe elibaphathisayo libakhetha njani?
Abantu abe-prison i-Zimbabwe Correctional Service abantu abe-prison university yonke esebenzana labo abavele bayiwa aba-rekhoda abantu bonke abangena emajele nokuthi bangene ngecala liphi njalo ngesikhathi esifananayo sikhangela abantu ababesebenzisa ngama-prosecutor bona aba-under i-NPA abasincedisayo ukuthi sibona ama-cases lawa nxa esentuth ephelile.
Abantu elibaphathisayo bayabhadala na kumbe liphathisa abantu okungelambhadala?
Hayi vele thina esikukhangeleyo njengeithu yabona ukuthi elizweni lethu leli yezimbabwe or lasemhlabeni jikelele siyakunanzelela ukuthi kulabantu abavele bakwanisayo ukubhadala those people we don't really worry about them ngoba bayakwazi ukuthi bona bathola ngaphi iqeda lakhe izayenzani kulabanye kodwa ukuthi bona nje ngokwabo abakwanisi ukuthi bebhadale basakhangele ukuthi umntanami uhambile esikolo ngikwanisele ukubhadala irenti ngikwanisele ukubhadalani kodwa bese wela liqala angaliyenzanga so thina siyithatha on a donor base ukuthi singasebenzisa ama-donors ethu vele abavele bewabhadalele amaqala amanzi ukuthi i-justice should be fair for everyone not just for abalemali kuphela.
Ikuyini okulipha amandla umdlandla wona lowo ukuthi sifuna ukuthi silungise indaba ezinje? Ikuyini okulikhuthazayo kulolu daba?
Ngisebenzela lo Professor Mtsholi onguye ufounder we the EG project. Thina singabantu abakhule nje sathola inhlanhla yokuthi sikwanise ukuthi sithole izimangama-scholarship ukuthi kusihambise. Mina ngafunde e-University of Pretoria lapho engayenzela khona i-lawyer and ama-opportunities bamanje so siwatholela nguma ukuthi ungayispeak-i kuphela ukuthi kumele sizimele sodwa le mbuli zethu kuphela but imbuli zethu zihleli phakathi kwe-community and this is what we call ukuthi no man is born an island. Umuntu onke uphuma phakathi kwe-community whether ungazi ube ngumuntu onemali kumbe ungazi ube ngumuntu ongelamali but ukhuliswe phakathi kwabantu so ebantwini ngakhona futhi uzukhuliswe phakathi kwabantu kwamina ngokhohlwa abantu abayibo abantu abaha.
Kusigaba sabatsha namhla besixoxa nomnumzana Shingirai Roderick Jairos Nyandare owe I didn't do it. Sizaqhubekela phambili ngalingxoxo kumaviki alandelayo. Asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo neviki ezayo. Oluvalelisayo ngoTabo Kancube.
Siyabonga kakhulu Tabo Kancube, ungathinyela kusasa. Selihle lahlala endaweni yesine iqembu le-Islanders ngemva kokunqotshwa ngele-FC Platinum ngethukanya namhla emini enkundleni ye-Papa Fields. U-Joseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Iqembu lesiplatinum liphangela hlohla kabili umdlalo osanda kuqala ungakabili imizuzu eshika elishumi. Abahlohlele iqembu lesiplatinum nguwani Mthuza kanye loLawrence Mhlanga. Kuthe ngemva kwalokho lenelise ukuvikela isango lalo umdlalo waze wafika emaphethelweni lathatha yomithathu imiklomelo. Limpumela ichiye iqembu lesiplatinum selihlezi endaweni yesibili lile miklomelo engamashumi amabili lanye 21. Kuthe leHighlanders lisendaweni yesine lile miklomelo elishumi lathewa mnomunye 19. Phezu kwengalane kule qembu leManyika Diamonds lona ilichayele Bikita Minerals nye wanganya ngasesa kuva. Iqembu leManyika Diamonds lile miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lambili 22 ngemva kwemidlalo elishumi lanye. Eminye imidlalo edlalwe namhla iphele ngokulandelayo. Iqembu leWange libe nguchikilo bhanqa 1-1 lele Arnel ngase Colliery. Iqembu leDynamos libe nguchikilo bhanqa 1-1 lele Herentals ngase Rufaro. Kuthi iqembu leTail 1 linqotshwe nge-2 kanyanga leChegutu Pirates. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kusenjalo wayengunozinti weqembu labesifazana elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu uNevi Masuku. Uthi kazuza kohle usuku lapho wadlala khona ebukelwe ngowaye ngumongameli wakule South Africa uMoyi uNelson Mandela. Kubika njalo uJoseph Njanji.
UNevi uthi uzahlala yolukhumbula usuku lwesine ngenyanga kaNhlangula ngomnyaka ka-1997 lapho athola khona ithuba lokudlala ebukelwe nguMoyi uMandela.
Kuyemangasoze ngikhohle lapho esakhethendreza khona uMandela, sikhethendreza iSouth Africa versus Netherlands. Kono kwani kugudla nalo uDr. Khumalo ngoba sonke sambangela singamaplayers kuyamqawula uDr. Khumalo. Kono kuyana nje ukuthi yazi celebrity ukuthi liyibambile. Kono kwani yikho kwasichazayo sokuthi sikhethendreze uMandela. Abanye empilweni abasoze bakugcoli. Thina wethe i-opportunity yona leyo ukuthi sikhethendrezele umdala uMandela.
UNevi uqale ukudlalela iqembu leHighlanders Royals engunozindi ngo-1990 ngesikhathi iqembu lelo kuyilo umaqhuzu ebholeni labesifazane elizweni leZimbabwe. Abanye abadlali adlale labo kuHighlanders Royals ngabagoqela u-Evelyn Thombala, u-Evelyn Ndlovu, u-Marian Ndlovu, u-Bridget Zimunya, uSikhangele Sibanda kanye lo-Elizabeth Phele Moyo. Ube ngunozindi njalo weqembu lesizwe waze kwaba ngomnyaka
ka-1998. Uhambe kunational team kusiyabuya kuphela liwinile. Ngiyatshela ukuthi hayi mankazana siyabonga. So ngo-1998 kufonywa i-national team ama-Mighty Warriors bathi besiza ukuthi siye ku-training. Sasisesidini ukudlalela isini kanti by then sasingakwazi ukuthi yi-selection ekuzaba khona serious. So khonapho vele yikho engathi ongajofa khona nsanaphindenile ku-national team. Ngase ngidlala ngo-1998, 1999, 2000 ngaretire ngase ngifikile.
Ngemva kwalokho uNevi udlale okweminyaka emibili kuphela waseyekela ukudlala ngomnyaka ka-2000.
So ekuretireni kwami i-team yasengiyenza ngaba ngumanager ngo 3 years. I-executive yayikhona eyabezileto omangwana oKennedy Ndebele labonhlanhla Dube base besithi kuma-Royals abasebedlalele isikhathi esithi singalenzelani khethanini i-choice yenu whether u-coaching kumbe i-referee. Mina ngase ngidecide ukuthi ngenze i-referee lakanye bambhadalela ngayenza i-coach i-referee mapasa banga-affiliate ngo-1993 ngaba ngu-referee.
UNevi usebenze nguNompembe kwaze kwaba ngu-2013. Ngemva kwalokho ufundele ukuba ngusikomishi wabonompembe waphinda njalo wafundela lokuba ngumqeqetshi. Ekuqaleni komnyaka uphendukile kuqembu leHighlanders Royals lapho aqhatshwe khona ukuba ngumqondisi wabadlali. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ye, kusanjalo ke sizwe abalaleli beStudio 7.
Sarubonani Studio 7. Nami konke balandele Studio 7 yakuzimelela nami basakazi nangobhusi umoya ngikhuluma ngusejoseph ngokuhlala ngokusebenza ekhaya ngibuya eSpanish. Mina into engikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi saba lwama-teacher eZimbabwe. Phela sokungazathi kulicala phela ukufundisa eZimbabwe right. Kufundwani ma kunjathi esizikolo mazivula sebeqalile futhi sokukhalala. Thina abantwana the silungiselele sibhadale yonke into athi awulamala uzosenta ulungiselele abantwana. Kuthuze zokuthicha ngababhadali kanti kufundwani nje akuyekile phela. Njalo la lezi zakhamuzi zigoqa izandla ziyazithulile athi imali thina siyikhupha phebeke sibhadalele izi hayi. Lokhu sokuthumaza landi kubhekile ma-teacher nangayi
ekhaya lezakhamuzi azilincedisi uyadingisela ukuthi ublame ubani thina esifundisayo yiso sesisenzeni kathi ukuthi liyale konke kiwoku okuyizigi kwangifona lokhu kusizayo ngakho sokubulala futhi imfundo yabantwana ukuthi izigi kwangifona lokhu hhayi sahlupheke ezimbabwe kanti kathi sawonani kathi hhayi yindlala ibuhlungu mani
selibonani studio seven injani hayi thina siyaphila ungulubu sefolos sicela phela thike ungenele phela isibona kathi kwenzakalani ngoba eshi umbuso lo usithwalise ezima umbuso lo usithwalise ezima shiya abantu bathwele ezima akulaa mgwaqo ungabheka uma usuke efolisi yakobulawayo hayi kumagodigodi lisikhulumele egovernment isifungisele umgwaqo
njani basakazi bakastudio seven ngikhuluma nosithandazile wakodube ngihlala e-South Africa sibhekane lobunzima impela ngoba siyabotshwa ngomsaka amalanga siyabulawa sazi sonani bengicela ukubingelela umntanami ezibulo lami udike lobo.
Yes, siyalibonga kakhulu lonke namhlanje ke ku Studio 7 olivalisa ngenjabulo. Umthembo Sithembayo, uGibbs Dube, lilale.